from CBS News Bay Area. This is the Afternoon Edition.
And right now in the Afternoon Edition, new details in a horrific crash in San Francisco that killed three family members. Police tell KPIX they have arrested the driver. Good afternoon, I'm Ryan Yamamoto. That tragic crash happened while the family was on their way to the San Francisco Zoo to celebrate the parents' wedding anniversary. They were waiting at a Muni bus stop in West Portal over the weekend when an SUV rammed right into them. Authorities have confirmed that the driver of that car is 78-year-old Mary Fong Lau. Lau was booked into jail on several charges, including felony vehicular manslaughter. Crash happened Saturday around noon, killing the father and toddler. The mother and the baby were taken to the hospital, where the mother died yesterday. The baby, the only survivor of that crash, suffered critical injuries. We spoke to a witness who lives nearby. She ran out when she heard that crash.
It was just very heartbreaking. It's very difficult for us to unsee what we saw here yesterday. It's like I'm just still shaking just thinking about.
A memorial is now growing at the bus stop. Witnesses and neighbors have been dropping off flowers, stuffed animals, and toys. Close friends of the victims declined on an on-camera interview, but identify the father as Diego. The mother is Mataju, who say the toddler is about 1.5 years old. The baby is about 2 months old, both of them boys.
We just want to hug your kids closer and just really be mindful of every single moment you have with each other.
Friends say Diego was originally from Brazil. His family is flying to the U.S. and Mataju was from Portugal. Her family is also on their way to the Bay Area. Street safety advocates will hold a vigil for the victims at the crash site this evening. That will happen around 5 o'clock. Okay, let's give you a live look at Oakland right now, where Oakland officials gave an update on their efforts to crack down on crime along Hagenberger Corridor. The city says it has increased police presence in the area. It also expanded its ambassador program in areas experiencing high levels of crime. Officials also announced security cameras will be installed near the Oakland airport.
We still have a lot of work in front of us, and we will continue to do more. This is just the beginning. However, if we remain persistent and continue to do this work, I know that not only will we have the data to represent the successes we have, but we will have a stronger, a cleaner, and safer Oakland.
Residents and people who work in Oakland's Hagenberger Corridor say crime is getting out of hand, forcing businesses to close, including the city's only in and out. San Jose police are looking for two suspects accused of shooting a puppy. Police say a German Shepherd named Marley was shot in the head as her owner was sleeping. This happened near Ann Darling Drive and McKee Road last week. Police say Marley, who is a little under a year old, also hurt her right paw. She was taken in by San Jose Animal Care and Services for emergency medical care and is recovering. The Silicon Valley Crime Stoppers is offering a $1,000 reward to anyone with information leading to arrest and conviction of those involved. In San Rafael, crews rushed to contain a fire at a downtown restaurant. This happened on 4th Street and the 101 overpass this morning. Fire appeared to be burning at the Taqueria San Jose. That area was shut down as crews worked to put out the fire. No one was hurt. And in Pleasanton, classes are in session today at Amador Valley High School hours before a fire broke out on campus. It started around 8 last night. School officials say the fire was contained to a small gym, which is about 100 years old. And we're getting a look at the damage. You can see the flames scorched the walls and parts of the roof of that gym. Nowhere yet on how it started. Okay, turning to weather right now, live look outside across the Bay Area. Another beautiful day on tap. Let's check in with our First Alert meteorologist, Jessica Birch.
We were off to a cloudy and cool start for our forecast this morning, but into this afternoon as our daytime highs start to rise, we're going to get rid of those clouds and it will be a mix of sun and partly cloudy skies at times down into the Santa Clara Valley, where we're actually hitting the 70s today, just like yesterday and the day before. But if you head along 101 all the way up into San Francisco or even Redwood City for that matter, it's a little bit cooler compared to yesterday. We're going to continue to see a daytime high setup of cooler weather as we head into the next couple days. Match that with wet conditions right around the corner. We actually have rain in the forecast heading into this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but we still have plenty of days ahead of that, right? It'll stay dry for us as we head into Tuesday and Wednesday, just with a mix of sun and clouds in the forecast for us as we wait for the system sitting just offshore to start forming, and that's going to bring us a series of showers heading into our Friday forecast, our Saturday forecast, and that's actually what's going to kick off early next week, too, with about an inch of rain on average throughout the Bay Area.
Well, the race for the White House, rhetoric heats up on the campaign trail. Former President Donald Trump is clarifying controversial comments he made over the weekend. And President Biden is looking to win support out west. Nicole Skanga reports from Washington.
Former President Donald Trump is clarifying comments he made in Ohio Saturday, warning of a bloodbath.
We're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country.
The former president posted on his social media Monday that he was just referring to auto industry imports. But he's also drawing criticism for his characterization of migrants.
These are animals, okay?
Some fellow Republicans are bristling.
The general tone of the speech is why many Americans continue to wonder, should President Trump be president?
Former Vice President Mike Pence told CBS's Face the Nation why he won't back his former boss for president.
I see him departing from the mainstream conservative agenda that has defined the Republican Party over the last 40 years.
President Biden is pushing his own reelection agenda with stops out west this week in Arizona and Nevada. He holds a significant cash advantage over Trump, and his campaign is planning a $30 million ad blitz in battleground states this month. A handful of states are holding primaries on Tuesday, including Florida, where Trump will cast his ballot.
And the president's also announcing a set of executive actions today to advance women's health research.